Once upon a time, there stood in the midst of a bleak moor in the North Country a certain village. All in its inhabitants were poor, for their fields were barren, they had little trade. But the poorest of them all were two brothers called Scrub and Spare, who followed the cobbler's craft. Their hut was built of clay and wattles. The door was low and always open, for there was no window. The roof did not entirely keep out the rain, and the only thing comfortable was a wide fireplace, for which the brothers could never find wood enough to make sufficient fire. There they worked in most brotherly friendship, though with little encouragement. On one unlucky day, a new cobbler arrived in the village. He had lived in the capital city of the kingdom, and by his own account, cobbled for the queen and the princesses. His awls were sharp, his lasts were new. He set up his stall in a neat cottage with two windows. The villagers soon found out that one patch of his would outwear two of the brothers. In short, all the mending left Scrub and Spare and went to the new cobbler. The season had been wet and cold, their barley did not ripen well, and the cabbages never half closed in the garden. So the brothers were poor that winter, and when Christmas came they had nothing to feast on but a barley loaf and a piece of rusty bacon. Worse than that, the snow was very deep, and they could get no firewood. Their hut stood at the end of the village. Beyond it spread the bleak moor, now all white and silent. But that moor had once been a forest. Great roots of old trees were still to be found in it, loosened from the soil and laid bare by the winds and rains. One of these, a rough gnarled log, lay hard by their door, the half of it above the snow, and Spare said to his brother, "Shall we sit here, cold on Christmas, while the great root lies yonder? Let us chop it up for firewood. The work will make us warm." "No," said Scrub. "It's not right to chop wood on Christmas. Besides, that root is too hard to be broken with any hatchet." "Hard or not, we must have a fire," replied Spare. "Come, brother, help me with it. Poor as we are, there is nobody in the village who will have such a yule log as ours." Scrub liked a little grandeur, and in hopes of having a fine yule log, both brothers strained with all their might till between pulling and pushing, the great old root was safe on the hearth and beginning to crackle and blaze with the red embers. In high glee, the cobblers sat down with their bread and bacon. The door was shut, for there was nothing but cold moonlight and snow outside, but the hut, ornamented with holly, looked cheerful as the ruddy blaze flared up and rejoiced their hearts. Then suddenly, from out the blazing root they heard, "Cuckoo, cuckoo," as plain as ever the spring bird's voice came over the moor on a May morning.